producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Show, the Good Day Show, with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. You may recall, if you're a follower of fashion here, many of you can't listen to the whole program, which is absolute shame, as there are so many important things that are said through the course of every one of these 5 or 6 hour extravaganzas we go through every day. So for those of you who don't remember my discussion last Friday, focusing on women are taking over the world. And I said this in the most positive way, and I'm actually trying to remember why or how I get into it, which may not be important to the story. It seems to me there was a survey of CEOs and I don't know, I mean, wherever I went with it, it wasn't important. The fact that came out of the conversation that's worth remembering is how many women are going into various schools coming out. I think we were talking about doctors. And I don't remember, Jennifer, whether you remember, but I do, I think in earnest, I was talking in the most positive terms about how good it is, and I say this with regularity, that women are better at organizing, better at running things, better at sales, better at most anything. That's been my experience as a businessman. You could say, well, why aren't women doing, why aren't they running your business if they're so good? Well, because my business was started by me and it was my vision. I've had a number of people try to take over, manner of speaking. But I pay homage to Jennifer and her father. That's partially where I'm going here. Jennifer is second in command at the CRN Digital Outpost here in Los Angeles. Her father started it 30 years ago. And this weekend, there was a very lovely party that was basically aimed at celebrating the 30th anniversary of the founding of CRN, which Mike Horn, her dad, did. He's a longtime LA radio guy and saw a chance to start something that most people thought he was crazy to start. It reminds me of what people said to me, including Bob Kay, who's my general manager, when I said I wanted to do a morning syndicated radio program. He said, are you nuts? Do a midday show. Well, I haven't, although some people take this program in the midday. Jennifer's done a superb job, and it was fun during the presentation to have the people that are on the radio and all the programming folks and the folks behind the scene give so much tribute to Jennifer. She doesn't always get the credit, and her father, I think Jennifer and her father and I were talking about this, how she wanted to get up there and say something nice about her dad.
I said, I should say something nice about you.
Well, but other people have said something nice. But it is true. You are a warm, wonderful, lovely human being, and people appreciate that. They like working with you, and I think that was part of it. The whole thing, though, was nice because it focused on how the two of you get along and how you have educated yourself in areas that I don't even understand as far as this business is concerned to make it all work. And again, back to the focus of women who are becoming more and more important. Justifiably so, because men have screwed things up so enormously in terms of where we are today. Look at the... maybe the question is, as we contemplate electing a woman to be president, either Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton, think about the focus that we have on Goldman Sachs and other big banking companies and the Wall Street companies. Are there any women running any of those firms? No. Are there women? There aren't titular heads, but I will tell you, I know a number of women who could run those firms and do a better job because they're smarter.
Was it Ted Cruz's wife just took a leave of absence, right,
yeah,
when he started the
yeah
campaign from right Goldman Sachs?
So here we have this opportunity to embrace women and do. And I, it bothers me to a point because I don't like to think that people get jobs that they aren't qualified for. We saw that happen during all of the years in both education and in business with equal opportunity provisions. A lot of people get into school that had no business going to school. A lot of people get jobs or force people to get jobs because they were recruiting requirements that you had to hire X number of this type of person and that type of person. You got to have somebody of this color and that color and educational background and all these things that were forced on businesses that brought businesses down. And so when the qualification, you got to have so many women, like when Title IX came out. Title IX was the requirement by the federal government that there be as much money spent on female athletics as on male athletics. Was that good or bad? Did it bring out some better women athletes that might not have been able to surface, would it not have been for that funding? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I just think...
Women's soccer took off after that.
Yeah, sure. But I think, Richie, there's too much emphasis now and always has been on just having people come in to a circumstance because they are a certain minority or a certain this, that, or the other thing, rather than being the most qualified. And I think today more women are better qualified to run more businesses than ever before, at least in our history. And certainly when you compare many of the achievements that some of these women have, they've done a better job. Now you can say, well, a woman who runs General Motors, look at all the trouble she's in. A woman who runs Yahoo, look at all the trouble there is there. Those troubles were there long before the women got into those positions.
I think Yahoo's changed quite a bit in the last year or two under that.
The woman, yeah.
The
woman.
Yeah, and I can't even.
But is she responsible for the breakup of it?
The GM, the lady who's running GM, definitely inherited all of those problems, and I think she's done a good job turning that around. They have a nice product now.
Mary is her name.
But Yahoo, that's just garbage now.
Really?
I can't even go there.
So does that mean we shouldn't have women run any of those?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a man or it's a woman. Whoever does
the
job.
Well, you see, that's it. That's the point. That is the point, that we judge people based on race, color, sex, and that's not the way to judge people. Judge people the way they do their job. Are you good at your job? Swell. You should have the job. If you're not good at the job, then you ought not to have the job. Period.
So much of it. That's the way it should be. But so much of people's getting jobs, they're not qualified, but it's because of politics. People get into certain positions.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Excuse me.
Oh, you okay over there?
I'm all right. Well, okay, I wanted to go one step further, and I'm not sure. Excuse me, that I will at this point. Let me
let's take a little break. Let you
take
your,
a breather.
Let's pause for a moment while I get what's in my
we'll
throat
you know
out of my throat.
Doug needs to call 911.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
17 after the hour, the Smart Doug Steffen Good Day program. So where I was going in part with this conversation about women being in charge was the feeling in most of the West is that the people in the Middle East are backward when it comes to dealing with women and having women involved in their businesses, running their lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you may be interested to know that there were two people, this hotel that was attacked last week, according to NBC News reports, the attacks were led by two women jihadists. Attackers went into that hotel, took hostages. Standoff lasted late into Saturday. And there were a number, I think 23, 24 people were killed in this. And among them were four of the jihadists. But the people who got away were the women. There were more women involved in this thing than has been the case before, at least according to this newspaper report or this news report. So what do we think, excuse me, about given the status of women? These are not women from the Middle East. These are women from other countries who have signed on to either sympathize or work with Al-Qaeda or Daesh, or I don't know that we've seen any of that in Boko Haram or the Taliban, but it is interesting that more women are believing in the message of jihad. Why is
that? Well,
they
did a whole campaign trying to recruit women to ISIS,
yeah,
which
they
I
did.
Thought was odd. Mm-hmm. And,
why
you know,
do you think
they
it was odd?
Well, why because they that? Showed them the way they did the campaign. I thought it was weird. They showed them making, like, you know, Oreo cheesecake and all these different things. Like, it was some great life to come and join ISIS. But you've seen a switch now, or we've all seen a switch with the way ISIS is using women. It used to be that they were constantly behind the scenes. Now they're using women as lookouts. They're using them to actually.
Well, are they
the
using
attack.
Them? Are they fodder? Like young people are put into the front lines in a war. Many young men have been put into the front lines because they didn't know anything or they were unpopular with their officers. I mean, that's legion. That's happened in armies all around the world. So is that the reason that women are being put in these positions? Because, once again, we go back to the sea. I'm looking at it as if there's some trend here, women even getting involved in running the jihadist plots.
I think that they know that any time that one of them walks through an airport security, they're going to be suspect. And if they get a woman, that they probably won't be close looked at.
They're not going to be
under a microscope. So they're trying to get more women, young kids, so that they can sneak people through into secure places.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's all food for thought. The situation with the price of oil in our country, down now substantially again here in California. I actually bought gas for for $2.79.
$1.75.
$1.75 where you are?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the national average is down below even that, Richie.
Yeah, I know.
Now, and with this oil glut, people again say, oh, this is bad. I don't know. Well, it's bad for some industries. There have been a lot of big companies that do drilling and stuff who borrow a lot of money from big banks. And now there's a story in the Wall Street Journal today that there are, it could be $10 oil by the end of the year, which will cost oil companies a lot of jobs, and many of them will go bankrupt. And so the banks will be sitting there. For example, Wells Fargo has $17 billion in loans to the oil and gas sector.
Wow.
Wow.
Huh?
So there
and
you go, J.P. Morgan.
And tied to oil, too. We don't want it to get too low.
No. Wow. But it's serious.
It's not gold-backed anymore.
Well, yeah. 21 at the hour here on Good Day.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Focus on Celine Dion and her career in the last week or so because her husband died last week, and so did her brother.
So sad.
Within one day of each other, her brother Daniel died at 59 after battling cancer. The husband had throat cancer, and he died, I think, on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Renee was her husband's name. They have eight people in their family that have cancer or have died of cancer. 14 children in her family, and the and 8 of the 14 have had cancer, and I think they've all died, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really kind of, when you think about it, as much as maybe you don't care for her music in a sense, Richie, but I mean, think about that happening in any family, no matter if somebody is a celebrity. Damn, that's lousy.
And you're a jerk for playing this because you know I would want to pick on her just because I can't stand her music. And
why am I a jerk?
You can't do that now.
No,
why?
Because
you wanted to play this just to kind of goat me.
No, I didn't. I did not have that in my mind at all.
Wink, wink.
But, you know, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And I'm not a jerk. All right, next.
I am not a jerk.
From 5. I am not a crook.
I am not a jerk.
I am not a jerk.
25 at the hour. Okay, top 5 songs from this date, 1985. Number 5, Phil Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover. Only if you remember this, Jen, you'll remember this song.
I do, of course.
Big pop hit.
Big Phil Collins fan, that's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who Philip Bailey, who was he? Why was he?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right, so this is a big song. Made it to number one. Number 4 during this week in 1985, belonged to Foreigner. Another good pop song.
Yeah, it's so overly dramatic, though.
Yeah, it definitely is.
All right, Richie, I want you to get a Van Morrison song ready because I got a story to tell about him. Chicago was number 3 this week in 1985.
Wow.
Lousy.
This
song is lousy.
What was going on with you people this week in 1981?
Jack Wagner, Richie, number 2, All I Need. No, this is kind of sad.
Oh,
wow.
Garbage.
I started this out by feeling good about what we were playing.
It's like all this super
stuff. There's a place for that. There's a place for that. Okay, so let's see here. Number 1, Madonna.
I guess that's a little better.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, you're talking.
Big talk. I like it.
All right. So Van Morrison in concert in Los Angeles on Friday.
Are you going?
No, last Friday.
Oh, last Friday. That's right.
I had two tickets and I only used one of them. There was the only empty seat in the house was next to me. And he did this song. Who's your what?
You didn't try to sell it out.
Well,
front?
I was late, so I wanted to get in as fast as I could. It took me 2 hours to get there. He did this song and many of his other pop hits. The last time I saw him was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. It's been a long time since. I like Van Morrison a lot. And I'd go see him wherever. Like, I'd go see the Moody Blues, wherever they might be. At any rate, I sort of swore off him for a while because last time I saw him, it wasn't any of the hits. It was a lot of jazz, mataz, and stuff.
It was blues. He does it.
Yeah, he did a lot of blues.
He did that at the jazz festival. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, so he took that approach. He took the hits and he did them with a saxophone. And the band was very subtle, so he went off on sort of a bluesy track with the hits. And it was actually, his daughter was there singing with him. It was actually quite interesting.
You got to think the crowd loves the same songs for 40 years.
I know, yeah.
You got to change it up.
He's got to be in his 70s. Look at him. He's got to be in his 70s. And he's still got it. Whereas when we went to see Kenny Rogers around Christmas time, I told you he didn't have it anymore. Van Morrison still has it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You got to know when to fold them.
Yeah.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner.
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric SCPO Value in America Awards analysis, applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day Show. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some noted political news, even though this is not a political program. I get tired of saying that because people are like, I'm not a political program. How can you avoid some of these conversations now, given what's going on in the world of elections? So Donald Trump has been invited to come to England to discuss the things that are part of his campaign by various groups. And the UK Parliament is going to debate this week whether or not to ban him from England after he said he wanted to halt the immigration of Muslims into the US. The British press and the British people and the British government don't understand what he said any better than many of the people over here who want to twist his words. He didn't say he wanted them banned. He wanted it stopped until we got a handle
pause
on what the heck is going on, which seems to be a reasonable point of view, at least from my point of reference. Anyway, so some of the people in the British Parliament who don't like him are going to hold a debate over whether or not he should be banned from England. Other people have been banned from England for other reasons. Well, I remember Mike Tyson was banned from England because of who he was. Snowden is banned from England. Let's see, Martha Stewart was banned from England. Some rappers have been banned.
Why was Martha Stewart banned? Because of her
felony?
She was
a criminal. She's a felon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have any felons going in.
That's right. Dangerous.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what he does with it. He'll have some fun with this, I'm sure, one way or the other. The discussion of who's eligible to run, remember Ted Cruz last week sort of threw it back to Donald Trump because Trump said he wasn't really, that is he being Cruz, wasn't eligible for being president because of the status of his mother and where he was born and who his parents are and yada yada. And he also, Trump was born of an English mother, I think, right? Although she was an American. Wasn't she an American citizen? He wasn't born out of the country.
Cruz was born out of the country.
She was born in Switzerland, I want to say. Yeah. Something like that.
Right, but
Sweden,
he wasn't.
Switzerland.
He
right.
was born here. His mother
he was
just
born
happens
here.
To not be a... Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, there's a Houston lawyer who has filed a suit to clarify the issue, so he says. But in the suit, he alleges that Cruz was and is neither a natural-born or native-born U.S. citizen at the time of his birth, therefore is disqualified from... This is a lawyer from Houston who has no connection to Donald Trump whatsoever. And apparently, because Cruz has taken up residence in Texas and is a Texas senator, it seems not everybody down in Texas thinks that he is a swell. As a matter of fact, I understand this issue came up when he ran for the Senate. And his only, is this his first term or second term in the Senate? He's like Marco.
It's his first, isn't
yeah.
it?
He and Rubio both. Yeah, mm-hmm. like Obama. They went in and they didn't really concentrate on what they're longer. Doing. All he wants to do is run for the next office. So what did you say, Richie?
Seems like he's just been around so much longer.
Well, it's because he's becoming, his lines are becoming, yeah. All right, so here are some comments from our listeners. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show on Ted Cruz and this birther issue. Bobby says, this garbage was tried in Texas. It didn't work there, and it won't work now. Cruz will be president. I hate to burst your bubble, lady, but I don't think so.
You never know. He was elected, by the way, the Senate in 2012.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, let's see here. The next comment comes from somebody named Harm, H-A-R-M. McCain was born abroad when his American citizen dad was in the service. The case of Cruz is not similar. His dad was a non-American. Cruz was born in Canada. Trump is right. I tend to agree with this gentleman's point of view. Cruz, I don't know whether that disqualifies him from president, but he's different than Trump.
Yeah, I mean, there's a gray area, and I think the important thing is that you realize if he becomes the nominee for the GOP, the people on the other side are going to throw everything they can at him. Yeah,
absolutely.
So you kind of have to acknowledge it, and I think he did a good job in the debate kind of coming out on top of it, but he's going to have to keep doing it. He can't just let it try to make it go away. He's just going to have to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, he's right. No matter what, if you have an American mother who gives birth, like let's say you've got a military family and you give birth in Germany, you're still an American citizen.
Yeah.
But what they're going after him for, too, is that he didn't give away his Canadian citizenship till about 15 months ago.
Right. When he knew he was going to run for the president.
And he knew this would be a hot-button issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, you have to know it's going to come up. I mean, and even if they don't have a legal leg to stand on, you've got to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's see. David writes, this is ridiculous. Everyone rallied against Obama, saying he was born in Kenya, even though he showed his birth certificate. Now we have a candidate who is admittedly born out of the country, and people are giving him a pass? Really? I don't think anybody's giving him a pass.
No, I think actually Trump's been pretty consistent. He called both of them out.
Right.
Yeah. Right or wrong, at least he's consistent.
Right. Okay. Beth writes, the whole reasoning behind the natural-born citizen requirement, is to prevent somebody with an allegiance to a foreign power from becoming president. That said, why did it take Cruz until last year to renounce his Canadian citizenship? Pretty much what Jennifer just said. And I think that carries the day. He's
the Canadians
a phony.
Are trying to take over
Baloney.
The United States.
He's a phony! He and Rubio are the same phonies that Obama was. They get in, all they care about is getting to the next office, more power, more control, more money for them. They don't care about serving the country. They serve themselves.
I feel less like that, Jim. I don't know. I feel, and maybe I'm just being naive. I feel like, I do feel Marco Rubio is an opportunist. I don't know. I just don't, it doesn't strike me as heavily with Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
but
me either. But this is kind of a dilemma for me.
Not for
it's
me.
A dilemma.
He's never been a dilemma for me. I got no use for the guy. I think they're both, he and Rubio are both a couple of four-flushing phonies. And I almost said something else.
I'm with you on Rubio.
What a smarmy.
He's a mannequin.
Smirky.
Somebody's hand up his butt and his mouth.
But do you guys like him?
My wife does.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's got a lot of fans.
Because he's Hispanic?
No, actually, that's the one thing. Well, I mean, not because she doesn't like his immigration. My wife's pretty tough on immigration.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, because your wife did it the right way.
Right.
It's not fair that other people don't.
Right.
What? Say that again?
I said his wife did it the right way, so it's not
over the border.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Right.
So
years and then
right. Yeah, this whole business of these guys. I mean, I'm. Okay, you'll be happy to know the Huffington Post has posted a story today on how this new crotch cleaner for men might be helpful for all those who are... Yes. There's a men's hygiene product that nobody wants to talk about. It's called the crotch cleaner, and I'll kind of, maybe I should leave it at that.
Thank you. Move along.
Whatever it is. Here. When I went to the Huffington Post, there's a wonderful picture of a bulldog with a cigar in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is about dogs and how important they are, but this is not a Charlotte face, but kind of a, there's something about the bulldog face. We saw a bulldog yesterday walking to this restaurant we were going to, and every time I see it, it sends me into a place that, but I thought this picture of the dog was, it kind of grabs you one way or another. 42 and change past the hour. Let me grab you with some other information that's very important as we begin this year thinking about ourselves, apprising ourselves of where we are in the world situation. What about you? How do you look? How do you feel? Are you looking well and therefore you feel wonderful about yourself and therefore your life is better? Or when you look in the mirror, do you want to get rid of the dark circles, the puffiness, the bags under your eyes? Here is the limited time offer from GenuCell. Order GenuCell and get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free. Call 800-543-9262. So what happens when you use these two products? Pretty simple, actually. It's great. GenuCell and its properties, it's a serum. Doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil, but it absorbs, when you put it under your eyes, the bags, the water that's in under the skin is what causes the bags and the puffiness. You got water there that's collected, so you want to get rid of it. And that's what this does. GenuCell absorbs the water through the skin, and you'll look better after the first night. After the first week, you'll be really happy. And after the first month, whoo, just keep using it because it keeps these things gone permanently. The dark circles also, when you, as I said, order at 800-543-9262. You order GenuCell and use the product around the bags, the puffiness, the stuff around your eyes. And then the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment will finish it off. So there's nothing about you that will be anything but beautiful and handsome. Call now. By the way, a lot of men are using this. 800-543-9262. Developed by scientists who used apple stem cell technology come up with these ingredients to get rid of the puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Results overnight. Clinically proven, it gently gets rid of all of these problems. You won't feel a thing. You'll just see it when you look in the mirror. GenuCell, get rid of the bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes now by calling 800-543-9262.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down, Richie.
Go ahead. I need a new one anyway.
All right. Well, this is not.
Hope your insurance is paid up.
Aimed at that. I'm going to huff and puff and blow his virtual
his
house down. Yes,
yeah.
His mind. Because I'm going to start talking about how close we are to Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Valentine's Day is.
I was in the store the other day.
Less than a month away.
Already out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so. The Royal Society of Public Health influencing the availability of certain types of chocolate in our country. They've called for activity equivalency labels to be introduced to show how much exercise is going to be needed when you buy chocolate or other sweets. It's going to have to say on them, taking a page out of the American, we're too much in control of your life department. You're going to have to, for example, if you're eating one of their packets of crisps, which are basically their potato chips, 171 calories. So on the label will be the following information. It will take you 19 minutes of jogging, 23 minutes of cycling, 13 minutes of swimming to get rid of the 171 calories. It doesn't say how much time you have to do sex, but that probably is coming before you get rid of the calories that you've absorbed by eating this chocolate bar or this bag of crisps.
I think that's a great idea.
Whatever other thing. What? Come on.
It's a great idea. You look at a label, and it's really easy to go, okay, 250 calories, 300 calories. It's really easy to go,
really?
But when you actually have to think that that's 30 minutes on a bike, wow, is it worth it? Do I have 30 minutes to sit on a bike?
Yes! Yes, it is!
You just put on their hay fat, so go grab a banana.
Let them know about that. We don't have to be rude.
But how about an apple?
All right, so here's the new report from this side of the pond. Because cocoa is costing so much more money, when you go buy your Valentine's Day chocolates, not only may you see a label on them that says how much you have to work to get rid of the calories, but you're going to have to pay more as well. Because this is just like other commodities. Chocolate, cacao, where the chocolate comes from,
cacao.
Is a commodity.
Cacao.
And the prices have gone up 40% in the last year. So you may be paying, when you look at some of these, the Mars Candy Company, for example, is one. Cadbury is another. Hershey's is another. They've spent $1 billion to try to reverse the downfall of cocoa farming because people aren't making enough money. So they're investing more and more in cocoa farms around the world. But in the meantime, you'll pay more for your Valentine's Day chocolate this year. So says Doug Steffen on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cofemin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cofemin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cofemin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Tech Talk time. Richard Schimmel will join us from BuzzFeed. He's a former BuzzFeed contributor, a tech media observer. I was noticing on BuzzFeed, Jennifer, that Arizona wants to speed up the death penalty cases they have because the drugs are expiring.
And wow.
That's a... Come on, get them in here. A lot of
great, great right. feeling.
Let's go.
Right. A lot of info coming out of BuzzFeed. Okay, so Richard brings us up to date on Wikipedia and how important that is to you. I could say you and mean Richie, but it's important to a lot of people. Great information there, because who goes to the ENCYCLOPEDIA anymore? Nobody has a. I remember having Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yep.
All those things all through the house. None of that anymore. We don't need that stuff anymore. So we can thank Wikipedia for that, and we will, and maybe be thankful for Edward Snowden, who is connected to that too, as I recall. That's up next here on Good Day.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And I'll miss day.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Richard Schimmel on the Good Day program with some technology focus. Wikipedia, been around for 15 years. Where would we be, Richard, without Edward Snowden? Or no, Assange.
Doug, it's amazing. You know, my father-in-law, whenever he asks me a question, I always go to Wikipedia. It's just, you know, I remember when the encyclopedia salespeople used to come to our homes and lay down all this stuff on the floor, and the parents really couldn't say no then.
I said
it's so easy.
I said Snowden, and I didn't mean Snowden. I meant Assange, because Assange is really the founder, isn't he, of Wikipedia?
Right, yeah. Yes.
So,
everybody turns to Wikipedia now for information. It's so easy to get. Now, whether that information is 100% accurate, there are disclaimers on the pages. But I use it a lot during the day if there's something I need to know that I don't know about.
Yeah, it's handy. We use it a lot here for background information. The fellow that runs Netflix says he doesn't mind subscribers sharing their account, except if you're doing it overseas. So the locals, I don't understand how you could do that, but then I don't understand how a lot of this stuff works. How would you share in the first place if you have a Netflix account? How could you share it with somebody else?
My daughter has a Netflix account, and we have her password, and my father-in-law has the passwords, and if you have, like, more than three people, you pay an extra $3. But what I think Reed Hastings is doing is he wants to get people watching their programs so they'll subscribe. So I think down the road, he may change his attitude a little, because Hulu and all these other services are, you know, niche programming are coming along, and may just hurt his subscription rate.
All right, speaking of subscribers, Apple says it's going to start charging for iTunes Radio at the end of the month, and they're not. There used to be, as I remember, there was a sort of an advertising section to this so that people didn't have to pay. Now they're going to dump the advertising in favor of charging, what is it, $9 a month for this?
Right, because Apple, and they need people for Apple Music, but you know, you have so many alternatives. You have TuneIn Radio, you have Pandora Radio. I don't listen to Apple Radio that much unless I'm on iTunes, but you know, I'll listen more to Pandora or to a station.
Richie, Jennifer, do you listen to either? Either of you listen to Apple?
I don't listen to Apple. I know Rich does. I do Pandora usually. I also have Amazon.
So, Richie, what do you think of Apple charging?
I listen to Apple Music.
Yeah, but they're going to start charging. Will you listen?
I pay already.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean,
so why do they have advertisers supported? What's the advertiser supported channel? What is it? Which one is that?
I think they're talking about Apple Radio.
Yeah, and I think they are talking about Apple Radio.
Yeah, and I don't pay for that.
All right, so Apple Radio, you got to pay for it. iTunes, you know, interesting reality. All right, Richard, thanks for giving us a heads up on this. Richard Schimmel in Tech Talk time at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.